DW.
In one of the old, conservative quarters of the Iranian city of Isfahan, Nazim and Babak have created a small oasis for themselves. Their hostel can be found inside a 100-year-old building. In the centre of the building lies a traditional inner courtyard with a small water basin which cannot be seen from the outside. Five small rooms face towards the courtyard. Over the past few years, these rooms were often booked out by travellers. But now it's quiet. Too quiet. So the young couple, both 33 years old, decided to figure out a way to maintain connections with other people, even if they couldn't visit the hostel in person. They remembered evenings they had with guests from all around the world. When they cooked traditional Persian dishes together, they thought of the many email addresses they still had in their system and decided to send out recipes.
We started writing the recipe, making the videos to share with these hundreds of emails and inviting them, if you're also shut, like locked down, cook, let's cook together. And we received very positive feedbacks, and they also cooked their recipe and shared the photos with us.
Isfahan's economy relies heavily on tourism, but the city hasn't hosted visitors from abroad in a year, explains a coppersmith in the old bazaar. Because of the difficult economic situation, he can barely sell his wares to domestic tourists either. People like the coppersmith and those who work in the travel industry are being given some support, says Shaham Amiri from the Tourism Authority.
In the short term, we helped artisans and people who make a living from tourism. That includes around 80,000 people in the Isfahan region. As a first step, we made it possible for them to pay their energy bills in installments.
They also offered loans, but even Amiri admits it's not an easy fix.
In the end, these measures were just sedative pills, so to speak. Because the problems are so great, these measures just aren't enough. We are aware of this.
Nazim and Babak were also quick to realize this. They expanded their online operations, shot dance and music videos, and sent them out to their guests. Before the pandemic, they had offered their in-house guests workshops. Now, they could at least send them a little piece of an Iranian holiday in lockdown. They used their online workshops as a fundraising campaign and ended up raising 2,500 euros, much more than they could have dreamed of. These funds alone ensured the hostel's survival for at least 4 months, explains Nazim, her eyes lighting up.
A lot of people, they wrote us that we want to come back to Iran and we want to come back to you and to see you still working. So that's our contribution for this, for the good memory that we have and for the future. And actually, it was very inspiring.
While on vacation in Isfahan, some of her guests bought musical instruments such as the sitar, a traditional Persian lute. As well as running the hostel with Nazim, Babak is also a music teacher. He would often show guests how to play the sitar. He's now giving lessons again during the pandemic, but this time they're online.
Hugo lives in Paris. He started to learn the sitar in Paris, and sometimes he sends me something that he played, and I'm trying to correct it, and he suggests me to have some online courses, and now it's around 6 or maybe more months. That we work with each other, and it's a very good experience.
Nazim is watering the flowers in the courtyard. Everything in the hostel is lovingly designed, from the colourful pillows and carpets to a light wooden shade sail with a printed pattern. Before the coronavirus outbreak, Nazim and Babak also offered their guests courses with local artisans. They miss spending time with their international friends, but for Nazim, their online project is a consolation during difficult times.
Keeping these connections and writing people, explaining them how is the house here now and how we are doing now, and hearing back how they are doing. It was as if we are sitting in the courtyard and talking about our daily stuff.
Due to the policies of former US President Donald Trump, Iran had grown increasingly isolated from other parts of the world. Iran's own policies also played a role in this, says Nazim. Corona has exacerbated this even more, but she and her husband still feel connected to the international community they've created.
It was a very good feeling to see that we are not isolated. We are part of the world. We have this communication lines and we have these pen letter friends. And it's like we are not very isolated and we are not that much alone.
It also shows how people are still thinking of Iran and planning to return. Perhaps in the fall, Nazim hopes. DW.